Holiday shopping is important for retailers, but so are the days following Christmas, like today, when people return and exchange gifts. Joining us now is Sucharita Kodali, retail analyst at Forrester Research. Sucharita, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And how important are these days right after Christmas, as everybody takes all of their stuff back and returns it and exchanges it, for these retailers who want to add to their bottom lines? Maybe somebody goes in and decides they want to exchange it and buy something more expensive.
Yeah. It's quite important. Usually about 10% of all of what is considered holiday sales happens after December 25th. And a lot of it is definitely people returning items. There are estimates that up to half of gifts end up getting returned in some way, shape, or form. And if it ends up being an exchange or some type of a credit that consumers go back and buy something with, that's fantastic for retailers because that just ends up, you know, often leading to some kind of an upsell or additional purchases. But the other big reason that this week is so important is because there are a lot of sales. And this is the opportunity to clear out all the inventory and basically make way for the new year. So that's why it ends up being actually quite important to retailers.
And MasterCard Spending Pulse said this week that retail sales in the U.S. from November 1st through Christmas Eve were up 5.1%. Maybe the best holiday shopping season in 6 years. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that is absolutely reflective of what's been happening actually through much of 2018. And the great irony is that just last year, everyone was talking about a retail apocalypse. And what 2018 has actually shown is that the consumer is very resilient, that people still like to shop in stores, and the stores that actually continue to remain standing are actually pretty compelling retail experiences for consumers.
So it's not just Amazon that's benefiting.
Absolutely not. Amazon is definitely a big beneficiary and one of the most successful retailers these days. But there are a variety of different companies that are doing well. Some of the department stores are actually doing well. Hmm. Walmart and Target are doing well. The drug stores, the dollar stores, and some of the even apparel stores that are newer, companies like Lululemon, are actually doing really, really well.
Who's not doing well? Is there anybody who's being left behind?
There are, yes. A lot of your older traditional mall merchants, like J.Crew, for instance, unfortunately, are not faring too well in this economy. But we've seen the demise of stores like Toys R Us, but other specialty big boxes like Barnes & Noble, I think, are unfortunately struggling.
So we saw a big rally in the stock market yesterday, but it does look like overall for the year, it's going to be down. What does that mean, do you think, for consumers next year?
That's a great question, and there are just so many unknowns. 2018 was a year of fantastic customer confidence. It was a year where there were relatively low gas prices, and every dollar lower in gas prices usually adds $700 back into every American household's pockets, which often gets spent in discretionary purchases. And we don't know what gas prices are going to be next year. We don't know what tariffs are going to potentially do to consumer goods next year. We don't know what the stock market's going to do next year. What we do know is that we're in a period of a lot of volatility, and it is likely that the good retail year that we saw in 2018 is probably not going to be replicated. Retail is cyclical. When we have an up cycle, you can usually expect a down cycle not too long after.
That is Sucharita Kodali, retail analyst with Forrester Research. Sucharita, thanks and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you too.